This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and our political roundtable is continuing here. We have our season one, episode two, and we're talking about North Shore politics. With us now is Mike Schultz of Peabody and Kos Evangelides, also from Peabody, former city chairman from both the Democratic and Republican parties, respectively. Mike, the Democrat, and Mike was out at the state convention recently as well for the Mass state convention. But Mike, let's just talk about the Essex County Sheriff's race. We could be kind of general on this kind of discussion right now, but Sheriff Frank Cousins announcing several months ago that this is it for him. He's not going to run for re-election in November. And now there are probably about 12 candidates, I'm hearing, that are out there, Democrats, Republicans, Independents. And what's the task of filling that job? What do people have to do? What do candidates have to do? Because I'm sure as everyone drives around the North Shore now, they're seeing different lawn signs for different candidates and kind of thinking to themselves, I don't know anything about these people.
Well, basically, no one else does either. And the thing of it is they all have to get through a primary. Other than the fact, I think there's two independent candidates who will be in the final election anyways. But they both have primaries. I mean, both the 12 of them have primaries, 6 and 6 or 6 and 5, something like that. So whoever comes through the primary, and basically they've got to get around a big county. You never know how big it is until you start driving around it to get to different events and stuff like that. You've got people that are well-qualified for the position. Frank Cousins, my personal feeling is he always did a good job. Even though he was a Republican, I was a Democrat. John Blodgett, the district attorney, endorsed him and got in trouble. But Sheriff Cousins had also endorsed John Blodgett. So I want someone that's going to continue on Frank Cousins has done, mainly the drug treatment program. It's not just beat them up and lock away the key, throw away the key. These people need treatment. They got to realize that the opiate crisis that we have is a sickness, not just a crime, but it's got to be done in the right way. The Gloucester police have started something that seems to be working out, even though there's some quarreling with the DA's office, and I can understand the DA's office also. So they got to find a line. They got to get treatment. You know, I lost a brother and a nephew to opiate death, and I'm familiar with it. And the treatment that Frank Cousins is giving, I want to see continued. So I basically have been looking at people. Right now, I'm supporting Kevin Coppinger, the police chief in Lynn, who's done a great job in that city working with people to try and stop the epidemic in Lynn. Mike Marks is also a very good person. He's already been at the farm. His father, Terry Marks, was a good man that ran the farm for years. But Nelson Benton wrote and said, don't hire somebody in the system. The system that's already there. And, you know, why he said that, I don't know, but I know Frank has faced a lot of challenges from people that are in the system that work for him, and that's why I think somebody like Coppinger, who's from the outside, who's in law enforcement and treatment, is the person that I'm picking. But it's a long way to go. We have Ann Manning, who's a Republican from our own city running, and she works for Suffolk County, and she's also a qualified person. And the other, I think it's Paul Russell, a former DEA agent, a few others that I can't remember the names because it's just too many in now. And their job is to get out into every city, every town. You got two people coming out of Lynn, splitting Lynn. Now, Lynn's going to be a big vote, but, you know, who's going to carry that? So in order to carry that, you'll come out with a large amount of votes, but then you're going to get into Peabody. And then, you know, you got to split Peabody. I got on with Kevin Coppinger because former Chief of Police Bob St. Pierre of both Salem and Peabody was the one that asked me to, because he said such great things about Coppinger. And then Kevin Burke, who was the former district attorney and a great one, was the one that came out and introduced him. So he's thrown his support by him too. So you've got to get into the Beverly, and then you got to get up north, and you got to come in out of the northern tier, because I don't know how many times we've had an Essex County Commissioner's race where everybody's from the bottom and one person's from the top, and that one person ends up carrying it. So it's a big race, and it's an odd primary day. It's September 8th, I believe it is, and I think that's on a Thursday. So that's an entire different thing this year.
Wow, that is definitely a different twist. I didn't realize that. So it must be coming right after Labor Day, but I don't have my I say that, but I do have my calendar in front of me, but I'm old fashioned. I don't have my page turned to September. Koss, do you want to pick up on the Essex County Sheriff's race?
Thank you. Well, this is one area I got to disagree with Mike. Essex County Sheriff's Department has got nothing to do, should have nothing to do with drugs, except holding the prisoners that are brought in there. This is not a Sheriff's Department thing. Sheriff's Department, they're strictly corrections and jailers. They take care of the prisoners that are brought in, mostly civil. For them to get involved in that, they don't have the manpower, they don't have the resources and the knowledge to be able to do it. They're having trouble holding prisoners there. They're always escaping. They're not worrying about druggies. This is a question of they got to sit there and do their priorities. It is a huge area. I've walked part of it. I've driven all over it. I like your comment, don't hire a person in the system that's part of the system. Well, I commented in the past before Bill came down. Sheriff's departments are, for some reason, prone to all sorts of problems. We've had three that have had to leave, been dismissed in office. We had one that took his own life because of problems in the office. I don't know what brings it on. I think somebody, should look into it and find out, what makes these people prone to this type of action and thing. But again, the race is going to be decided by the person that resonates. Again, it's strictly a jailer's position. It's not nothing to do with drugs, except for housing the inmates that have a drug problem. And when we start looking at that, there's not enough money in the state. And you take a look at the correction systems, I'm always seeing where they're being cut back. Now, they wanted to go back and start doing drug treatment. They just don't have that kind of money. We don't have the resources and don't have the experience. So in that area, no. And who's going to win? It's hard to say. You got that many. It's, I think it's 16, Mike, not 14. And I heard that somebody might be even, there may be a couple more that are interested in running. Now, there are some interesting things that I hear about and behind the scenes of little manipulations to sit there and give this one guy an edge or that guy an edge. I can't verify him, so I'm not going to comment them. Probably sometimes in the future, either the three of us or with Bill to sit there and I'll give you whatever I've learned on that. But I think the guy that's going to win is the guy that's got the message that resonates with the people. Clean up the sheriff's department, sit there and have some sensible actions to run it as a jailing system. Not a drug rehabilitation. Thank you.
All right. We're going to move from the sheriff's race to just maybe I'm going to mention two names and just as kind of a wrap-up thing, maybe have you react to them. Two statewide office holders in Massachusetts, and just give me your take on it. We have Governor Charlie Baker, Republican, who I guess there were some polls out a number of weeks ago that said, this is the most popular governor in the country. Okay. Since that time, I mean, he's come under fire for a couple of things, but we'll see. I want you to react to him. And the other one, which is maybe share some thoughts or insights with me on this one. Senator Elizabeth Warren, as we do this interview, after the California primary, still is not endorsed. And I saw where Nancy Pelosi just endorsed this week. Why the holding off of an endorsement? And what does that mean politically? And pick one of those, pick both of those. I don't really know, but we'll start with you, Mike, and some thoughts on those two, political leaders.
Okay, as for Elizabeth Warren, Elizabeth Warren has basically her own following. It's basically the Bernie people's type of following. And basically, I think the reason that she held off, and I do not believe that she will be a vice presidential pick, because I don't think she gets along with Hillary that well. So what she's done is, for the good of the party, she's held off her endorsement rather than get in with either Hillary or Bernie. I think issue-wise, she's with Bernie, and politically, she's trying to keep it as a Democrat that way. She's a very influential voice to most of the people. As she, you know, she beat Scott Brown, who was a very popular person, won in Peabody. Elizabeth Warren didn't win in Peabody, but you know, she won in the rest of the state. And as Peabody's gone basically leaning Republican in the last couple of races, but they go Democrat for a lot of the others. As for Charlie Baker, I like him. A lot of people like him. He's getting himself in trouble with some of these things, and he's a little slow to react on some of the things. Charlie Baker's socially a liberal and fiscally a conservative. So when he was kind of like dragged in on the bathroom bill, when a lot of people were just right out in front of it, that cost him, and he wanted to go with it. You know, he's familiar with the issues. But, you know, you get a lot of conservatives in the party pulling him one way. But I think this thing with Lynn, that he just pulled the money out from their ferry system, that's something that's going to be a big item. You know, it's got Tommy McGee, who's a very, very popular senator, et cetera, the head of the transportation, et cetera, furious. I mean, they got money from Congress for the new boat and everything. The new boat's being built. It's there. They've got the dock all built. And to take $700,000 that they needed to run it to get things going out of this thing and just say there's no more money, I think, you know, something's going to have to be done on that. So, Charlie, you know, I'm not, you know, somebody that thinks, oh, Charlie's a terrible person. Basically, I like him. Whether I'd vote for him again, which I did not vote for him the last time, but he has said that, you know, he's not going to vote for Trump. So that's popular with a lot of the people, you know, the unenrolled. So, you know, it's a wait and see. I think some things have to come out a little more with Charlie to make sure that he's coming back in, even though he is the most popular, because there's so many people that the most hated governors around. I can think of Chris Christie right now, you know, so we take something along that line and we'll let it go from there. So,
you're right. Chris Christie has those numbers reversed, I guess, a little bit at this point.
Thank you. First of all, Elizabeth Warren, she did run a real good race against Scott Brown. That, you know, some tremendous backing. Good friends of mine that, when I say this, tongue-in-cheek Democrats, that I saw one during the summer. I say, what are you going to do all summer? You got to come up and sit around and have a little barbecue and a cigar. He says, no, I'm going to be working. I said, kidding. I said, you're retired. I'm going to work every damn day I can to make sure Scott Brown gets beat. So I can only congratulate him. God's that committed. There's only one other guy I see that committed, and that's, you know, really Mike Schultz. I saw Michael at the time. I said, Michael, I said, let's get together for things now. He says, I'm going to Iowa. Iowa, what the hell are you going to do there? He says, I'm going there to campaign for Kerry. I said, great, good luck. And I meant it. Who's got that kind of conviction? You know, to sit there and go all the way out there. And I'm sure Mike wasn't being paid. He's doing out of it because he believes in him. So if somebody believes in it, Elizabeth Warren's looking downstream. She doesn't care. This is you know, she's got her eyes focused somewhere else. You know, she's got 2020 vision with the glasses, but 2010 looking at the presidency or vice presidency downstream. That's what she's angling for. Charlie Baker, I like Charlie Baker. He's a great administrator. I mean, this guy kept the Weld administration together. He understands what's going on. He's a fiscal conservative. And the transgender bill, look, this is not his call. He has to back whatever the court system decides. His hands are tied. He can probably veto it, but he really can make his views known. So I don't think it's a real issue at this point. When you say he's a conservative, he watches for the tax dollar. I mean, who else to stop DeVal Patrick with his $25 million slush fund when he left office? I mean, he was going to sit there and walk away with $25 million bucks until Charlie picked it up. And the Lynn issue, I don't think we know it all yet. We really don't know all of why that $700,000 is gone. And, you know, is it going to be replaced? Is he going to look it over? I'm sure it's not punishment because these guys are Democrats. I think up to this point, he's been fair with Republicans and Democrats. As a matter of fact, probably overly fair with Democrats. From your own town, Bill, from appointing your ex-mayor as a thing. So I don't think he looks beyond. He looks with someone to get the job done, and I've seen a lot of places. So a lot of these, it's going to be interesting to see. I think they're both going to, both have got futures in politics. Whether it's good or bad, I can't stay. Time will tell. Thank you.
Good. All right, that's it. Kos Evangelides and Mike Schultz with us, our political insiders. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO NewsSports.com.